And in the Missouri Senate, please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, Pastor Gock, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
In the 28th Psalm we hear, may the Lord give strength to your people. May the Lord bless his people with peace. Bless the Lord, we are a people to whom much has been given and from whom much is expected. Our lives are at many times hectic with demands and meetings, research and decisions, and they must be attended to. So provide us with strength and energy to do what is required, and may we have a peace within that sustains us through it all. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, here. Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, here. Curls, Dempsey, here. Dixon, Emery, Holzman, here. Justice, here. Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, here. Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
A quorum is present. The Senate is now in session. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, fourth day, Tuesday, January 14, 2014. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment. President Kinder in the chair. Reverend Carl Gauck offered the following prayer.
Senator from Newton.
And the same
you've heard approved. The motion, as many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye. Those to the aye. Contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. Oh, Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, I would announce that photographers in case CG-13 have been given permission to take flash pictures and video in the Senate chamber.
Introduction of guests. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. This morning, it's my pleasure to introduce some very special folks here from the Jefferson City area. We have administrators and supporters from the Jefferson City Academic Center. And I'd ask them to please stand. They're to my left and to your right, Mr. President. The Academic Center has been named a National School of Character by the Character Education Partnership in Washington, D.C. It's the first alternative school in Missouri to be named a state and national school of character after competing with 131 other schools from across the country for this most prestigious honor. With us today are Dr. Deanne Fisher, Principal Dr. Gretchen Guittard, Assistant Superintendent Gary Lasko, JCPS Character Plus Coordinator, and students and supporters Marcus Woodruff, Earl Fuller, Blair Burnett, Sandra Beckman, Lauren Pierce, Jana Holzman. Please help me make these great folks feel welcome in the Missouri Senate today.
Let's welcome these guests of the Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll be presenting a resolution to them later, and they'll be taking a tour of the Capitol, and I encourage my colleagues to congratulate them individually as well.
Introductions, Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. This morning, it is my honor to introduce the widow of a great man, Mark Perez. We're going to be hearing a little bit more about Mark Perez in a few minutes, but what I'd like to do right now is just ask the body to make Marianne Perez, who's in the upper gallery observing us today, make her feel very welcome.
Will the guest of the Senator from Franklin please rise for the recognition by the Missouri Senate? Mark was a great friend of mine as well. We miss him. Lost him too soon. Further introductions, petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions. Senator from 13th.
President, I have a resolution.
Step forward.
What?
Care to explain it?
No explanation necessary.
It will be printed in the journal.
As it would be read.
Senator, we're not on the order of business of concurrent resolutions. You sent forward a concurrent resolution. Just a minute. Resolutions. No further resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. The senator from the 13th has sent forward a concurrent resolution, and now is the appropriate time to acknowledge that. Shall be printed in the journal.
I ask that it be read.
We don't read concurrent resolutions. Printed in the journal. Senator from Johnson. Senator.
I have a concurrent resolution.
Send it forward.
Thank you.
You care to explain your resolution? Senator, explain your resolution.
Thank you, Mr. President. Like. This is a concurrent resolution which supports the A-10s, which are stationed at Whiteman Air Force Base. Every year or so, I host a group of senators to tour Whiteman Air Force Base, and I think a number of you have been to see, obviously, the stealth bomber, the Apache helicopter, and the A-10s, which are called the Warthogs. In fact, the Secretary of our Senate has sat in the cockpit of an A-10. She was a pilot of a Warthog for a day at Whiteman Air Force Base. And what this resolution does, it talks about the importance of the A-10, the economic impact that it has to our state of Missouri. There's some 1,100 personnel that are in support of an A-10, and it has a payroll of some $40 million to the state of Missouri. But more importantly, it's a tremendous weapons system, and it gives a lot of ground support and cover for our troops that are in harm's way all across the world. And the A-10 is a unique mission, and what this resolution does is to encourage the Air Force, as well as Department of Defense, about the importance of the A-10 and how important it is to our economy and to our military and our troops stationed overseas. Thank you, Mr. President.
Shall be printed in the journal. Senator from Webster. Senator from Webster. You have a resolution, a concurrent resolution, sir?
Yes, Mr. President,
I do. Send it forward. It'll be printed in the journal. Do you care to explain?
No, there's no explanation. That's right, Mr. President.
Senator.
Thank you.
Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I was very
Read
delighted.
The bill. Read the bill.
Sorry, Mr. President.
Senate Bill 725, introduced by Senator Nieves, an act relating to the designation of the Mark Perez Memorial Bridge.
Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I was delighted a few moments ago to hear that Mark Perez was a very good friend of yours as well, Mr. President, and so I'm sure that you feel the great sense of loss that we feel in the state of Missouri. One of our greatest citizen activists passed way too soon, Mr. President. He left us way too soon, and I don't think there's anybody that would know that or feel that more than his wife, who has joined us today. Mr. President, you probably know that Mark Perez frequented the halls of this Capitol probably as much as any paid lobbyist, but he was never paid. He was a citizen lobbyist, and he had issues that were of great importance to him. And whether a person agreed with his issues or did not agree with his issues, I think everyone would admire and respect the passion that he had in helping to pursue things that were important to him. And so, Mr. President, there's a bridge on Highway N in Franklin County that I suspect Mark Perez wore out on his way to and from the Capitol. And so, Mr. President, this bill simply names the bridge on Missouri Route N over the Merrimack River in Franklin County as the Mark Perez Memorial Bridge. And so, Mr. President, I thank you for giving me the opportunity to introduce this bill and look forward to working on it. Thank you, Mr.
Thank
President.
You. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 14th.
Mr. President, I have two bills.
Send your bills forward. Read the bill. First bill.
Senate Bill 726, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to term limits for State Board of Education members.
Senator?
Yes, Mr. President, there comes a time when certain members have overstayed their welcome, and there comes a time when it's time for new blood to come in and the establishment to leave.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 727, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, relating an act relating to a sales and use tax exemption for farmers markets.
Senator?
Yes, Mr. President, believe it or not, I represent an urban area, but I have several farms in my district as well as farmers markets, and this is my opportunity to help out those folks who bring in some of our great fruits and vegetables to the urban areas.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the first.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 728, introduced by Senator Sifton, an act relating to election offenses.
Senator?
Mr. President, the bill simply increases the penalties for voter fraud.
Senator from St. Francis. Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 729, introduced by Senator Romine, an act relating to a tax credit for donations to innovation campuses.
Senator?
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill is to stimulate donation to innovation campuses for the promotion of STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math.
Senator from 24th.
I have a bill.
Send it forward, sir. Read the bill.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 43, introduced by Senator Lamping. Joint Resolution relating to the use of sales and use tax revenue for transportation.
Senator?
Mr. President, this is a companion bill to a bill I had pre-filed. This would, after a vote of the people, would allow us to, by Constitution, to redirect pre-existing one-half, 1% of our pre-existing sales tax to transportation. It would provide a permanent long-term solution to our infrastructure needs.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Newton.
You need recognized.
Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you please refer Senate Concurrent Resolution 18 and Senate Remonstrance 1 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics?
So referred, sir.
Thank you.
Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Objection. The Senate will go to order of business. A second reading of Senate bills.
Second reading, Senate bills.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 531.
Senate Bill Number 531, an act relating to the minimum wage.
All business. Senate Bill 532.
Senate Bill 532, an act relating to medical and educational consent laws.
Seniors, Families, and Pensions, Senate Bill 533.
Senate Bill 533, an act relating to the labeling of genetically modified food.
Agriculture, Senate Bill 534.
Senate Bill 534, an act relating to elementary and secondary education.
Education, Senate Bill 535.
Senate Bill 535, an act relating to student transportation.
Education, Senate Bill 536.
Senate Bill 536, an act relating to banning lobbyist gifts.
Rules, Senate Bill 537.
Senate Bill 537, an act relating to regulating the business of insurance.
Small business, Senate Bill 538.
Senate Bill 538, an act relating to early childhood education.
Education, Senate Bill 539.
Senate Bill 539, an act relating to early childhood education.
Education, Senate Bill 540.
Senate Bill 540, an act relating to seat belts.
Transportation, Senate Bill 541.
Senate Bill 541, an act relating to a property tax credit.
Dobbs, Senate Bill 542.
Senate Bill 542, an act relating to non-recourse consumer legal lending.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 543.
Senate Bill 543, an act relating to agricultural land values.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 544.
Senate Bill 544, an act relating to the use of sales and use tax revenues for transportation.
Transportation, Senate Bill 545.
Senate Bill 545, an act relating to elementary and secondary education.
Education, Senate Bill 546.
Senate Bill 546, an act relating to prohibiting governments from compelling individuals to purchase health insurance and participate in health care systems.
All business, Senate Bill 547.
Senate Bill 547, an act relating to the calculation of weighted average daily attendance.
Education, Senate Bill 548.
Senate Bill 548, an act relating to firearms.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 549.
Senate Bill 549, an act relating to weapons.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 550.
Senate Bill 550, an act relating to retirement benefit forfeiture.
Governmental accountability and fiscal oversight, Senate Bill 551.
Senate Bill 551, an act relating to the offense of unlawful internet communication with a minor.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 552.
Senate Bill 552, an act relating to alimony and maintenance.
Seniors, Families, and Pensions, Senate Bill 553.
Senate Bill 553, an act relating to the requirement of a telephone tracking system for certain home and community-based providers.
Veterans Affairs and Health, Senate Bill 554.
Senate Bill 554, an act relating to holidays.
General Laws, Senate Bill 555.
Senate Bill 555, an act relating to ethics.
Rules, Senate Bill 556.
Senate Bill 556, an act relating to public safety.
General Laws, Senate Bill 557.
Senate Bill 557, an act relating to community improvement districts.
Jobs, Senate Bill 558.
Senate Bill 558, an act relating to the Missouri Homestead Preservation Act.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 559.
Senate Bill 559, an act relating to maternity health insurance coverage.
All business. Senate Bill 560.
Senate Bill 560, an act relating to school anti-bullying policies.
Education, Senate Bill 561.
Senate Bill 561, an act relating to hobby firework manufacturing.
Small business, Senate Bill 562.
Senate Bill 562, an act relating to violence prevention education in elementary and secondary schools.
Education, Senate Bill 563.
Senate Bill.
Hold it down so that we can hear the second reading.
Senate Bill 563, an act relating to workplace violence.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 564.
Senate Bill 564, an act relating to long-term care facilities.
Seniors, Families, and Pensions. Senate Bill 565.
Senate Bill 565, an act relating to reporting requirements for lost or stolen firearms.
General Laws. Senate Bill 566.
Senate Bill 566, an act relating to the reporting of data and scores of neglected children and delinquent children.
Education. Senate Bill 567.
Senate Bill 567, an act relating to adult daycare programs.
Seniors, Families, and Pensions. Senate Bill 568.
Senate Bill 568, an act relating to workplace development.
Jobs, Senate Bill 569.
Senate Bill 569, an act relating to the licensing of clinical laboratory science personnel.
Financial and Governmental Organizations and Elections, Senate Bill 570.
Senate Bill 570, an act relating to unauthorized and unlawfully present aliens.
Seniors, Families, and Pensions.
Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Objection. The Senate go to order of business of messages from the governor. I believe the messages are all appointment letters and would ask that the reading be waived and the message be printed in the journal.
Messages from the governor, they shall be printed in the journal. Reading is waived. Senator from 23rd.
Mr. President, would you please refer those appointments to the gubernatorial appointments committee?
So referred. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, objection. The Senate will go to order business announcements.
Announcements. Senator from Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just to announce that your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence plans to meet at 1 p.m. in the Senate Lounge for the purpose of execing on the criminal code. Not really, Mr. President. I just wanted to make sure that I had the attention of everyone listening by audio. We're very serious about that. We will be taking that bill up for a hearing. 1 o'clock in the lounge. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from the 8th.
The Missouri Baptist Children's Home annual lunch is today, Madison's Cafe, noon. They asked me to announce that. This will be their 30th year of hosting that lunch. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your hardworking education committee will meet at 3 o'clock in the Senate lounge. The chairman of judiciary has promised that they will be done by that time. Sometimes our economic development chair doesn't do that as well, so I'm so thrilled that our senator from Green is going to be done by then. Education committee at 3 o'clock today, and we're going to hit the ground running. Thank you, Mr. President.
Announcements. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, no further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion. The committee has heard the opinion. Shall prevail. Say aye.
Aye.
Aye.